So we're looking at Tehillim Kuf Yud Chet 118, the last of the chapters of Hallel. And I asked as we read it where we see transitions in the Mizmor from one motif to another, from one theme to another, from one speaker to another, where there are transitions.
Well, one is
Hey. Okay, so Pasuk Hey is like a really, a very obvious natural one, right? The first four Pesukim are Hudu L'Shem Kitov, Kilu Olam Chasto, over and over, Yomar Nai Yisrael, Kilu Olam Chasto, etc., etc. And then afterwards, we actually start with a sort of different theme. We're no longer saying Kilu Olam Chasto over and over. So before Pasuk Hey is definitely one transition. I think I noted last week when talking about Kuf Yud Zayin that there are some medieval manuscripts of Tehillim that group these four Pesukim with what comes before. So these four plus Kuf Yud Zayin, even back into Kuf Tet Zayin, all get lumped together into a single chapter. So exactly the boundaries between different Prakim are a little bit fluid, and it makes a certain amount of sense. Well, Kilu Olam Chasto over and over, this is clearly a unit. So this is one transition.
In Hallel, doesn't it start with Mina Mitzar? Doesn't that paragraph start like that?
So if you open a sitter, where the transitions break up is a little bit interesting, and we'll touch on that, actually. Let's see if there's a sitter here. The one on the table? Yeah, there is. Right, so the way we do it, at least in Ashkenazi practice, I won't speak for Edor HaMizrach, is the first four we recite responsibly. Hodu L'Hashem Ki Tov Ki Elohim Chasto, Hodu L'Hashem Ki Tov Ki Elohim Chasto. And then Yom Ra'ah Yisrael Ki Elohim Chasto, Hodu L'Hashem Ki Tov Ki Elohim Chasto. It's not exactly clear reading those psukim what you're meant to say, by the way, right, if you read the line. So it says, Yom Ra'ah Yisrael Ki Elohim Chasto. Say Yisrael, Ki Elohim Chasto. So it could mean, I'm giving you instructions that in general you should speak to the chesed of Hashem and how it is eternal. It could be you should say the end of the pasuk. Just say the phrase, Ki Elohim Olam Chasto. Yom Ra'ah Yisrael, Ki Elohim Olam Chasto. Ki Elohim Olam Chasto, everyone responds. Or it could be a shorthand version of the first pasuk, Hodu L'Hashem Ki Tov, Ki Elohim Olam Chasto, which is what we say, at least we practice it. Though some Sidurim will recommend that you also say the line of the line the Chazan says also, because you want to make sure to yourself kind of cover the entire perek. And maybe you don't always hear exactly what the Chazan's saying. So that itself is interesting. So so when we have our Hallel, because that section's responsive, the Siddur prints it in a different format, a different layout, and then it continues with Min HaMesar. But in our canonical Tanakh, they're grouped together as part of the same Parak. Okay, so we have a transition after Parak K, where we shift gears a little bit. You'll notice also when you get to Chaf Tet, we circle back to the beginning. That's kind of the bracket around which the whole Mizmor sits. Hodu L'Hashem Ki Tov at the beginning, Hodu L'Hashem Ki Tov at the end. And that is the overall framing of the entire Mizmor. This is part of Hallel, and most of the earlier Prakim were about Hallel in the sense of praise. And in this Parak, for sure, the previous Parak maybe as well, we have the sense of thanksgiving, of Hoda'ah, which is a little bit of a different emphasis. And that clearly is being framed as the purpose of this Mizmor. Okay, so that's transition number one. Any other transitions that you notice in the parak?
Yud
Daled. Okay, why do you say Yud Daled?
Because starting from Vav,
mm-hmm.
he's talking all about Sarot.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then in Yud Daled, it changes to praise again.
Right. Okay, so interesting, right? So you're noting, we start with Hoda'ah, with Thanksgiving, and then we talk about Sarot, Min HaMeitzar,
right.
From the narrow place I called out. And we talk about how Hashem helps us, and how it's good to rely on Hashem, because we're being surrounded by all of the nations and so on. Dacho dechitani limpol, you'd push me such that I should fall. V'Hashem azarani. And now we have redemption and salvation, and then from Yudalid through, we could call it, at least Yud Zayin, it's not clear exactly what to do with Pasuk Yud Chet, but at least Yud Zayin, you have a transition there. Maybe Yud Chet also goes with that as well. And you have a transition there from the Tzarot of Hey to Yud Dalid, or Hey to, let's say, Yud Gimel maybe, and then the redemption of what comes afterwards. Maybe Yud Gimel is also part of the salvation, Hashem Azarani. So around that area, there's another transition. Okay, great. Other transitions in the Mizmor. And you'll see, they're going to abound. We're really going to see far more than it's easy to tell what to do with. Yud Tet. Okay, why do you say Yud Tet?
Because then again, he leaves the... It's a more optimistic...
difficulty.
Right. I'm still in the context of, you know, death is still on the table, so to speak. That's an option. It's not happening, but I'm thinking about it. Pitchuli Sharei Tzedek, all of a sudden we're just rejoicing. Okay, that's nice. There's also maybe a change of venue. All of a sudden we are at the Sha'arei Tzedek, probably the Sha'arim of the Beit HaMikdash. And you enter the Sha'arim and you give praise there. Okay, you still have in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Odecha, I will give thanks, Ki Ani Tani. Oh, that's not a problem. Evan Ma'asu Habonim is perhaps a little bit negative, but not as negative as death. And that goes until...
But it says,
where? Ah, right. Whereas in Yudchei, you have Yasori Sirani Ka, meaning there's still affliction happening, and that's still a bad thing. Okay, that's fair. And then where would you say that section ends? Yeah, Chaf Hei is one of those troubling psukim, right? In the middle of this entire, you know, salvation. And we're, you know, singing Zehayom Asa Hashem Nagila V'Nisbechavo. We'll rejoice in this day. Ana Hashem Oshiena, save us, please, save us now. Depending on how you understand the word na here. Interesting. I don't think anything in Chaf Hei is not plural though, right? Meaning Chaf Dalet is Zehayom Asa Hashem Nagila. Let's rejoice. But Ana Hashem Oshiena, I don't think is singular. It means Hashem, please, or now, save. Yeah. Yeah, so that I don't think is a reason to draw a line there. Though the difference between singular and plural is important. So I'll just note, in the first psukim, Aleph through Daled, it's plural, Yomar na Yisrael, but that means the nation of Israel. Yomru, those are both plurals. Min hamitzar karati, I called. So you have a shift from we're giving praise to I'm the one in trouble. And in the context of being in trouble, it's mostly an individual singular voice, not a plural voice. Okay, that's one set of transitions. And there's no right answer here, by the way, or rather, there might be right answers here, but different commentaries go in vastly different directions in figuring out where the divisions are. So I don't have a clear sense that I know an authoritative one. But does anyone else see other lines that you could draw, other, you know, units or subunits that you want to try to break up here? Yeah.
I don't know. I had divided it into like six sections.
Oh, six sections. So by our count, right, we had one, you know, our reading was maybe four or five sections. You have six. What are your six?
Well,
the first four we agree on. Okay.
And then 5 through 9, and then at 10, it was more. Again, all nations are surrounding me, and he's talking about. You know, it's better to take refuge in Hashem, and then now he's concentrating more on himself or all nations. And,
mm-hmm.
So he's going to be cut off, and whatever. I think he's focusing more on himself. And Hashem has helped me, you know. And then she said 14, that's okay, or 15. I was like,
okay, right. So we could take that section that we had from, you know, Hey to around Yudalid,
yeah,
or Yud Gimel Yudalid, and break that into two, right? Because in the middle of all of that, right, you talk about how you're in trouble, and all of a sudden, Tov lachasod b'Hashem mibtoach ba'adam. It's good to rely on God.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, a more positive tone, and that's a bit optimistic, not in a positive sense, right? It's a, you know, positive theme, and then we're back to the negative again, right? But I'm still surrounded by Kogoyim Sevavuni, Sabuni Gam Sevavuni. So then we're almost back in Itzara again, right? So you could throw in a division there. Also, right, if you talk about what the problem is that you're trying to solve, right? So in Psukim Hei Vav Zayin, you know, there's some sense of danger, but it looks, I would say, personal, right? There are my personal enemies. Vani erev v'son I, the people, my enemies I'm looking at. Maya setli Adam, what could any person do to me? Pasuk Yud, kol goyim sevavuni. It's not an individual. I'm not in personal trouble with my personal enemies, but I'm in national trouble. I'm being surrounded by armies. My city's besieged. Sabuni gabsabuni, we are surrounded. So maybe that's a different kind of tsara as well. I think that's a very reasonable kind of division there as well. So that was sections 1, 2, and 3 for you. Did you have another division that was different from the ones we suggested? Yeah, we had before Pitchuli Shari Tzedek, because there you're, you know, entering the Mikdash.
Right.
I'm asking, you know, knock, knock, let me in so that we can do all the Hoda that we're meant to do here.
And then I got it 25.
Then 25. Okay. So yeah, so I think that might be a different, slightly different set of divisions that we can engage with. Okay. So in terms of structure, I think that's pretty helpful. And then just Chavtet might be its own kind of concluding pasuk, paralleling the beginning, so maybe it doesn't belong with the different section. Okay, so what we'll do now, and I know we're a little short on time, so we may only do a brief run through of the parak, just to, you know, really clarify the major, you know, units and the major meaning. And we have to circle back for another week to sort of flesh out some of the interpretation. But let's read through them as more together, and then what we have time for in terms of interpretation we'll do this week, and the rest we'll fill in with another week on this mizmor. So, Hudu Hashem Ki Tov, Kili Olam Chasdo, give thanks to Hashem, Kili Olam Chasdo. We mentioned that this is responsive, and maybe it's not exactly clear what the response is. Do you respond the end of the pasuk? Do you respond to the entire verse? Do we do what we do, which is repeat, you know, pasuk by pasuk? It's a little bit awkward to say that they call to me, you know, Yomru Na Veit Aharon, let's say, you know, speaking to the Kohanim. And the Kohanim respond, Yomru Na Veit Aharon. That doesn't make very much sense, because who are they telling to praise? If they're the Beit Aharon, they're the Kohanim, they're telling the song leaders, who are not the Kohanim, to praise? Maybe that doesn't make as much sense. Maybe they're kind of affirming, you know, indeed, we are going to praise God. But more likely is something like responding what we do, Hodu Lashem Ki Tov, Ki Li Olam Chasdo. Nen Pasakei, Min HaMeitzar Karati Ka, Anani Vamerchav Ka. I called out in a narrow type place, a Meitzar, but Hashem answered me, Bamerchav, Barevach, in breadth, in a wide space. So whatever narrow, tight situation I was in, Hashem, I'm asking to answer in breadth and not in narrowness. Hashem li lo ira. So Hashem is with me, I will not fear. Now, is that a statement of a person who is currently in the time of tzara? It could be. Meaning, it could be that he's very confident. And that the tone of the entire mizmor then is, here are all the bad things that will happen, but I'm just confident throughout that it's all good. And even though it is, I guess, superficially problematic, superficially bad, but I'm very confident the whole time. And I know, Tov Lachasot in a few psukim, I know it's good to rely on God. So even when it feels like a bad thing is happening, I could take it in stride and not worry about it. Mayas Eli Adam, what could possibly happen to me? Hashem li ba'ozrai. Hashem is here as one of my helpers, ba'ozrai, with my with my helpers, it sounds like. V'ani erev esonai, and I will see, maybe even in the sense of looking down on, I will look at my enemies, and they won't be able to harm me. So either it means I'm looking at them like behind a certain protection so that they can't get to me, or I'm looking down at them. In either sense, even what we're talking about the tsar, the danger that's happening, still I'm confident in that danger. That might be a way to read, and that explains the next two psukim. It's good to rely on Hashem, mibtoch ba'adam, tov lachasot b'Hashem, mibtoch b'nivim. Better to trust Hashem than other people, and better to trust Hashem than princes. And maybe this marks the transition from the singular, right, the individual problem, mayaset li adam, tov lachasot b'Hashem, mibtoch ba'adam, the individual tzara, to the more national or communal one. Don't trust on other nations, right? The reason princes are important is because they control larger groups. They control the other nations. So not only on the individual level, but even on the communal level. I'll stop now because we've already seen two examples of an important poetic phenomenon. So it's just worth noting that this is something that's accounted for in our recitation of the mizmor as well. We saw in Psukim Vav and Zayin, Hashem li lo ira, Hashem li be'ozrai. In the next two psukim, Tov lachasot b'Hashem mibtoach b'adam, Tov lachasot b'Hashem mibtoach b'ndivim. And we'll see this throughout the beginning part of our mizmor, that there's a lot of repetition. Over and over, we'll say, Kol goyim sivavuni b'shem Hashem ki yamelam. Sabuni gam sivavuni b'shem Hashem ki yamelam. Sabuni chidborim b'shem Hashem ki yamelam. Or Yimin Hashem Ostachayel, Yimin Hashem Romema, Yimin Hashem Ostachayel. So a ton of this kind of repetition throughout the beginning of the Mizmor, basically up until Pitchuli Sharei Tzedek. And this accounts for a Mishnah in Sukkah. We'll look at source number 3. The second part of the Mishnah, we'll go to the first, perhaps a little bit later. It's describing the recitation of Halal, and it says in the second line, and that's source number 3, Makom shenahagu lichpol yichpol, in places where the minhag is to repeat certain psukim, you repeat them. Lifshot, in places where you do not repeat, do not say things twice, you do it once simply, then yifshot. And the idea of that Mishnah is, however the minhag is to recite Halal, you recite the Halal. Our minhag is to repeat certain things. And Rashi explains, well, what's the basis for this practice? It's that so much of the Mizmor is repetitive that it makes sense, even in the later parts of the Mizmor, to also be repetitive. So it's around, you know, we start Pitchuli Sharei Tzedek, Abavam Odeka, Zeh Ashar Lashem Tzedikim Yevo Uvo, and from Chaf Aleph until the end, every pasuk we say is repeated twice. Odecha ki anitani vatihili lishua, Odecha ki anitani vatihili lishua, etc. We kind of repeat the whole thing, modeled after the beginning of the Mizmor. So the sense of repetition in the recitation is baked into the beginning, and we, in our recitation of it, add it on to the end as well. And the whole Mizmor is either responsive, or this is like a really tight poetic structure with a lot of repetition of different motifs and themes. And I think it's interesting to note as we read the parak. So okay, so we have this personal sense of danger, but even in that moment, maybe we're confident that Hashem is going to save us. Maybe we're kind of retrojecting, meaning at the moment I was in danger, I felt scared, but now I could tell that Hashem is always there and I didn't have reason to fear. Kol goyim sivavuni, I was surrounded by all the other nations. But b'shem Hashem ki amilam, I will cut them off. Amilam comes from the same shoresh as the word milah, like a bris milah. So it's not exactly universal that's the case, that's a common interpretation of the word. So, I'm surrounded by the nations, I'm very surrounded, sabuni gam sevavuni, it's the same shoresh, but I'm doubly surrounded, but b'shem Hashem ki amilam, I will, you know, cut them off in the name of Hashem, or you know, by Hashem, by God, I will cut them off. Sabuni chivorim, they surround me like bees, doachu ke'esh kotzim. But they are consumed, they surround me like bees, they're all over the place, they're dangerous, it's a kind of chaotic image, right? It's a swarm of bees surrounding you, but they can be consumed as fire consumes thorns, meaning consumed very quickly. Thorns are great kindling because you can start a fire very quickly. They get consumed very quickly.
I want to interrupt and mention here that I heard a shiur once by Schwartz, Zichrono Livracha, and this was during the time when the suicide bombers began. And he pointed out that the suicide bombers, they're killing us, but they know they're sacrificing their lives. And he said, bees, when they sting you, they also die.
That's interesting. I think that also fits with the end of the pasuk, right? Even as they're attacking us, they're putting themselves in a position where they know they're going to be destroyed.
Yes.
That's really nice. I really like that idea. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing. That was Rav Gedalia Dov Schwartz?
Yeah.
Amazing. That's a great idea. Fantastic. Okay, so that's Yud Gimel, Tachod Dechitani Linpol. Now, we're talking to them. You know, you have pushed me. You have pushed me such that I should fall, but Hashem helped me. And Hashem either prevented me from falling or picked me up after I fell. Doesn't say exactly which year. Ozi v'zimrat ka v'ayihili lishua. Hashem is my oz and my zimra. Those are things that don't usually go together. Oz is strength, zimra is song. But my strength and my song, maybe because of his strength, I will sing, and that causes the song. V'ayihili lishua, he was my salvation. Or he, third person, he was my salvation. Kol rina vishua. And again, we have song juxtaposed with salvation. The sound of rina, of singing, and of yeshua, of salvation, are in the ohalei tzadikim, in the tents of the righteous. Yimin Hashem osa chayel. The word osa is one of the repeated words here, right? Before we were concerned, ma ya'aseh li adam, what will they do? The answer is nothing. Because Yimin Hashem osa chayel. Hashem is the one who's doing things. Yimin Hashem romema, Yimin Hashem osa chayel. Gets repeated multiple times as well. Hashem is always intervening. Lo amut ki echea, such that the enemies might try to destroy me, but they won't be able to. Lo amut ki echea, I will not die, I will live. Vasaper ma'aseika. Hashem did chayil for me. Well, the least I could do is be mesaper ma'aseika, repeat those ma'asim, those actions that Hashem did for me. And I think this, the simplest way to read this pasuk yudchet, Yasur Yisrani Ka, Hashem afflicted me, V'lamavet lo netanani, but he did not put me to death. Why? You know, so it seems like the affliction, but the not being killed, is what generates the song that this mizmor is all about. So I have these, you know, challenging experiences in life, and those motivate me to sing and to give hodah, as I'm about to do. So I did not die, I lived, so I could relate God's praises and relate his actions. And indeed, I could only do so when I was in a Eitz Hara, and I was able to recognize God's salvation, recognize what he does for me, and then I could praise him. But the lamavet lo netanani, because lo hametim yahaleluka, those who are dead cannot praise God properly, right? That was earlier, Kuf said Vav, I think. Lo hametim yahaleluka. So they can praise God, but I can because he saved me. If we accept that this is a division, so then it seems like we've seen two major movements in the mizmor so far. One was the description of the tzara itself and the faith in God that you either had in the time or, you know, retrojected back into that moment. And now the kind of assessment of that experience. I'm praising God, Hashem did such great things, and I see that I was saved from this danger in order to be able to praise God. So I'm going to go do that now. Pitchuli Shari Tedek, knock knock, I'm here, let's have Hodah in the Beit HaMikdash, because that is the place where we're trying to accomplish this. It's 120, we'll go a few more minutes and just at least wrap up this reading, and we'll have to come back to some interpretation issues next time. Pitchuli Shari Tedek, Avovam Odeka, I will come into these gates, I want to do so in order to praise Hashem, Odeka. Hodu Hashem at the beginning, now I'm doing that. This is the description of how I came to be here, to be in this procession of people who are responding. Hodu Hashem Kitov Kilio and Chasto. Because of this tzara that happened to me, that is what brought me here in the first place. Zeh Hashar Hashem, Tadikim Yavo Uvo. This feels a little bit responsive also. I'm knocking on the door, open the door. The people inside are saying, this is the gate to Hashem, Tadikim Yavo Uvo, you are one of the Tadikim, please come in. Right? I said before, I want to come in now, I'm knocking in. Now they are letting me in. Odecha Ki Anitani. And now we should focus, now we're talking to Hashem. Yeah. Right? It was Odeka. I will thank Hashem. Now I'm doing it. Odecha ki anitani vatihi li lishua. It's not vayihi li lishua. You were a salvation, but rather... Not he was a salvation, but you are a salvation. I'm talking to you. And it's much more direct. Even ma'asu habonim hayta l'rosh pina. The rock that was disgusted by the builders became the foundation stone. Meaning I was in some disgraceful position. I was cast out, maybe me individually, maybe me nationally. If you read this, it's about David HaMelech. So he certainly was Ma'asu HaBonim, but he became the foundation of Beit David and the kingship of the Jewish people. And he became the Rosh Pina, the foundation stone. Me'et Hashem Haita Zot. This was Hashem's doing. This is the Ma'aseh Ka that we mentioned before. These are they. And it is wondrous. This is even beyond our understanding. So before, we were describing Hashem as maybe even one of our helpers. We said, Hashem li be'ozrai, one of maybe other, you know, maybe multiple helpers that we have. When I'm sick, I go to the doctor and I daven. So I have multiple sources of salvation. Then Hashem actually saves me in a way that I start recognizing Hashem is the sole salvation. And not only that, Hashem's salvation is even beyond understanding. It's niflat be'einenu. It's not something I could really properly explain or comprehend. And it intensifies as you go through the mizmor. Zeh hayom asa Hashem nagila v'nisbechavo. This is the day that Hashem asa. So either this is the day that Hashem created this day, or this is the day on which Hashem acted. Hashem did whatever he did for me in this day, in this moment. Nagila v'nisbechavo. We will rejoice and be glad in this day. So before we had Zah Shar Hashem, this was the gate. This is the place where we're going to praise Hashem. And today is also the time that we're going to praise Hashem. Both in space and in time, we're grounding ourselves in a moment of rejoicing. Then Ana Hashem Oshiana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana. It's enigmatic, but in this moment of joy, we're also davening for salvation. And we say Na, which either means please or it means now. It sounds urgent. Meaning it doesn't sound like we're just saying, in general, Hashem is a savior. In general, Hashem will save us in moments when we need. It sounds like I need to be saved somehow now as well, even though I've already been saved. That's an enigma. We'll have to try to offer some explanation for it when we return to this parak. Baruch haba b'shem Hashem, beirach nuchem mi-beit Hashem, blessed is the one who comes in the name of Hashem. Beirach nuchem, we bless you in beit Hashem. So it almost sounds like now there are people in the mikdash who are in charge of welcoming other people. They welcome the visitors who are giving thanks. So blessed are those who come in the name of Hashem. We bless you now. And what blessing do they use? Kel Hashem v'ya'er lanu. It'd be a reference to Birka Kohenim. Ya'er Hashem panav elecha. So Hashem is Kel Hashem v'ya'er lanu. He illuminates us. This Isru Chag v'avotim at Kanor HaMizbeach sounds like some kind of description about how the korban gets offered. Not exactly clear what it means. But you tie up the korban with cords or ropes to the corner of the Mizbeach. This is, you came in to give hodah and to offer korban and to thank Hashem. Let's do that. Let's do this physical action as part of that. Kili ata ve'odecha, odeka elokai aromemeka. I will thank Hashem, I will praise Hashem. And we culminate where we began. Hodu l'Hashem ki tov kili olam chasa. We will do that hodah, give thanks to Hashem. That itself might be the greatest thanks that we can give to Hashem, is to invite others to give thanks to Hashem. Okay, so that's a overview broadly of the meaning of the Mizmor locally and the overall structure of the Mizmor. Now, we're left with questions about the transitions in different sections here, right? Why do we go from plural to singular, back to plural? What's this progression in the middle of the Mizmor? Are there different voices speaking in the Perek? We have to account for that. We have to account for the strange pasuk, Ana Hashem Oshiena. And we'll see that there are a couple of other interesting parallels that might lend this Mizmor a little bit more meat. But we'll have to do that next time we meet together. So this is part one. I hate to leave on cliffhangers. But we'll have to circle back to part two next week. We'll continue with this Mizmor. So thank you, everyone, for coming.